Vaughn! I'm so sorry, bro! I'm sorry!
Two in the front room. Is anyone else here?
What the? Tell me, what is this?
Is there anyone else here?
No! What the hell? What do you want?
One of the thugs, an Asian guy with spiky black hair, just like Tommy's, pulls his pistol out of Tommy's ear and starts screwing a silencer on the end of it. He smiles at me.
Your boy bought an item from an intermediary that was not authorized for sale by our employer. Bad news for you.
I didn't know!
The other thug, with close-cropped white hair and a massive gold chain around his neck, walks to the coffee table, his pistol still trained on me. He picks up the box.
Here. What is it?
Not my business to ask. Now go. I got this.
Please! If I'd known, I never would have...
You got what you came for. You can walk out the way you came in, and no one has to get hurt.
Not an option. On your knees. Hands behind your head.
The subordinate thug looks more than happy to be leaving the scene. The primary thug gestures to me with the silencer, and I slowly get to my knees, just like Tommy, and put my hands behind my head. I haven't looked at the woman in white. Her presence makes me feel irrationally calm.
You too, sister.
Man, I'm begging you. I didn't know.
What's with the white? What are you supposed to be?
Tommy focuses for the first time. His eyes pop. His mouth drops open.
Oh my God. Oh, holy
shit. What, you too good to answer me? Move. Over by your boyfriend. Now.
I look over my shoulder. He's right in the ghost's face. The gun pointed at me. Her eyes are wide. The rage is back. Don't touch her. He grabs her by the arm. Uh-oh.
Or what, big man? What the?
The fist he grabbed her with is holding nothing. In his confusion, he looks at me.
It wasn't a threat, moron. It was a warning.
I look past him. He turns. It's the cemetery all over again. She's floating 3 feet off the ground, lit up like a neon sign, gown billowing. Her teeth are bared in a feral snarl. The bullets, of course, have no effect. She reaches forward, and her hand disappears into his chest. I don't know what I expected her to do, but I did not expect her to rip the man's heart out. She stares as it flutters in her hand, pumping a steady stream of blood onto the carpet. Her expression is equal parts fascinated and appalled.
I knew it. Doomed.